Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily before you do any other thing. After receiving this Turning Point, join us on Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, or over our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram platforms, all at the Real Femi Emmanuel. It is called Securing or Commanding Your Day. If you have subscribed to our YouTube and like our Facebook, which everyone should do, then listen to our radio broadcast uploaded into our YouTube and Facebook every day. That means three ministrations from us. One is this audio you are listening to now, then the video via YouTube and Facebook, then the radio podcast. Engage the three consistently. TPGF members and listeners in other climes with a different time zone, if you can wake up to join us on YouTube, real life, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, excellent. Please do so daily. But if not, whenever you wake up in your country or where you are, after listening to this audio Turning Point, go to our YouTube and Facebook and then for the Prayer Hub. Also listen to the radio ministrations on the YouTube and Facebook as explained. Be consistent in receiving the three. Welcome also to Monday, the 30th day in March. Wow, the first quarter of the year is almost over. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Monday, March 30th, just a day more to exit this month and the first quarter in the year. I speak to your life from this altar. God is never late. That major expectation of yours this month shall still drop for you and your family. Keep your phone well charged and mostly on. A miracle phone call, SMS, or chat will soon come true for you. Divine surprises. I'm hearing divine surprises. That will be your portion to close the month. Your name shall pop up, mention, and discuss favorably where help will come. Businessmen and businesswomen, traders, producers, and marketers that I prayed for asking you to sow seed, your miracle patronage and turnover still continues even into the new month. Someone is listening to me today. You are sick and tired of the job you are doing. You are fed up. You want a change. Place your hand on your bosom. Then everyone that started a business outfit, you put a content or a product online, but no patronage, no progress, no traffic. Everything is dull, slow, and stagnant. Not much is happening or coming in. You are almost frustrated. These two groups of people, place your right hand on your chest. I speak over your life. There shall be a dramatic change. Yes. Oh, God, through the Holy Ghost has highlighted your situation today. As I pray for you, this is your change season. I prophesy your new and better job will show up. I decree growth and turnover in your business and on your platform. Suddenly, you receive new idea, capital injection, and destiny help us to move forward. Say amen, I receive it. It shall be as prophesied. A lot upon a lot prayers again today. Listeners, touch or raise your phone and let me pray. I prophesy a lot upon a lot. Payment upon payment. Sales upon sales. Good money is coming to your account. God will put you in the mind and thought of good people for high patronage and for good money into your account. Say amen, I receive it. March 30 celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God and good people, we put value into this birthday for you. Highly valued gift, financial blessing also. Happy birthday. Right? Let's receive insightful teachings as much as time will allow us. First one today. Good morning, Daddy. Thank you so much for the good response you gave to the person that said he needs proof that God exists outside of the Bible proofs. I can't add anything more other than to encourage each and every one of us to see what is happening globally as part of the fulfillment of the end time Bible prophecy, and also to trust God who remains our source, as you always teach us, sir. God bless you, sir. Wow. Thank you, my dear. Next. Good morning, my father in the Lord and my siblings. My daughter is a male fashion designer. The suitors coming to her are telling her that they can't allow their wives to do such work out of jealousy. And some are telling her that family financial responsibility shall be shared. Dad, please, what's your advice for her? Wow. None of the two set of people qualify to be her husband. She should prayerfully wait for her God-ordained good suitor who will feel happy and secured in their wife's success. Those ones are small-minded men. Instead of thinking how to add value to her, building a fashion house or an industry where buyers will not even know the person behind it, it is the showrooms at different locations, towns, cities, and nations they will go to buy product. They are so myopic and narrow-minded, jealous men coming to take their wives away from them. Let her do more. Put the product online and drive it, receiving orders globally. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm a registered nurse, and I've been trying to relocate abroad since 2019, but to no avail. I wrote the international exam, UK nurses, several times before passing it, but could not even find a job after. Then I decided to self-sponsor myself for practical exam in UK, the final part, but my visa was denied 3 times. I also tried Canada. My visa was denied as well. I am confused and depressed. I wanted to give up, but my friends over there keep encouraging me to keep trying. But I feel like time is going because I'm 39 years already. I'm thinking, should I give up on this abroad issue and develop myself here in Nigeria? Or should I keep trying? I am married with a child. Wow. Your piece is a long one, but I decided to read it and treat it to teach every one of us a lesson. Everybody listen attentively. While relocating abroad is not bad, it's good. The first question everyone must answer is, what is God saying? If we are true children of God who understand his word and have the Holy Ghost in us, then when you go before God and wait on him, study and meditate on his word, you will hear his instruction. Not just friends, human beings, or our flesh making suggestions. Not just that everyone is relocating or doing a thing, let me also join them. No, no, no. Joseph was sold to Egypt, call it relocation. He thrived. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, he said to his brethren, after he later revealed himself to them, you meant it for evil, but God sent me ahead to save much people alive. We all know Joseph's story. He saved both Egypt and Jacob's family, the Jews. Why? That was God's purpose for him, and God has equipped him for it. On the other hand, Elimelech and his wife Naomi relocated to the land of Gilead as a result of famine in their own country. See the story in the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Please have patience to read verses 1 to 21. Naomi lost her husband and their 2 sons, returned totally broken, a sorrowful woman. In verses 20 and 21, she said, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for Almighty God has dealt with me very bitterly. I went out full and returned empty. May this not be the portion of any one of us. The point is this. Joseph went, prompted by God's design and purpose. Naomi's family went, based on the say, grass is greener in Gilead, life is hard in Judah. Haven't tried this much as you did. You have answered your own question. Don't be frustrated and don't be depressed. Sit back home, develop yourself and build a life and your family. You will later be traveling abroad, going there, not just to work, but visiting, vacation, conferences, and sightseeing like some of us are doing today. If you have read my book, The Story of My Life, or From the Valley, I encourage everyone to get that book. At a point in our life, I wanted to relocate to UK in the late 80s. In fact, have sent my wife ahead to prepare ground for me and our 3 children to join later. My wife spent over a year in UK doing some menial job, waiting for us to join, until God said to me, stay here and thrive. I then asked her to return. She came back. Here we are today. There will have been no TPGF or Living Spring or Femi Emmanuel you hear of today if I have acted in flesh and missed my purpose. What am I saying? Everyone should ask from God, who made us, what he wants us to do, where he wants us to stay, and fulfill the purpose. Either back home or abroad, both are good. But the best is what is God saying. And I think this is not only for the location issue, but for all major decisions of our lives. What is God saying? Right? We'll continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let everyone connected to you hear this message. Tomorrow, Tuesday, March 31, is our 30 minutes crossover vigil into the new month. Write it down not to forget. 10 minutes to 12 to 20, 25 minutes after 12. 30 minutes vigil, midnight. Please be there. Set your alarm clock to 11:30 p.m. if you sleep early. Don't miss the crossover vigil tomorrow. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership, commitment seed, and the seed of 333, we are sowing this month. Businessmen, traders, and marketers, then the 7,500 naira you are sowing by faith to back up huge patronage and says, do so as God lays in your heart. Our seed has a voice before God. Acts chapter 10, verse 4. I speak to everyone's life today. You will end this month well. The power of God will back up this anointing upon this commission and upon me. It's already working for you. Will work better. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.